Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea has fired 4 ballistic missiles. That happened today. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said 3 missiles landed in Japan's exclusive economic zone. He also said Japan will lodge a strong protest, and he added the ballistic missiles fired this time show clearly that North Korea has become a new kind of threat. This comes as joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea have gotten underway in the area. VOA asked Tufts University Korea expert Sun-Yung Lee if the missile launches had anything to do with the military exercises.
North Korea is expressing its umbrage at U.S.-South Korea combined military exercises that have been going on since the late 70s. Of course, North Korea wants to make a point of that and complain and try to get its 2 adversaries to cancel those annual exercises. But the truth is, North Korea seeks many, multiple objectives with this latest missiles barrage.
The U.S. State Department condemned the launches, saying they violate the U.N. Security Council prohibition of North Korea launching ballistic missiles. Somalia's prime minister says more than 100 people have died of starvation in the past 2 days in his country. He said severe drought persists in many areas of the country, affecting half the population. The government last week declared the drought a national disaster, and the UN is estimating that 5 million people in Somalia need aid. Somalia is one of 4 regionals singled out by the Secretary General for a multi-billion-dollar appeal. This is VOA News. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces pushing toward the center of Mosul to take positions held by the Islamic State. That offensive had been delayed in recent days because of bad weather. And the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces say their offensive to retake Raqqa, the Islamic State capital, has resumed after a brief halt. SDF commander says IS fighters lack the ability to attack and face advancing forces. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that he will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin this week in Moscow to press for a limit to Iran's influence in Syria. Netanyahu has held a series of talks with Putin in recent months related to Syria, said he planned to meet the Russian leader on Thursday. University of South Carolina Middle East scholar Joseph Olmert tells VOA the relationship between Israel and Russia has improved considerably in recent times.
One of the details about that is not so much known in the U.S., and this is that when Mr. Putin was re-elected as president, his first visit abroad was in Israel. He went to Jerusalem. But that was just a symbolic gesture. Beyond that, of course, you have these repeated meetings between the 2 leaders. Mostly Netanyahu goes to Moscow. And there is also this amazing military cooperation in Syria, where the Russians and the Israelis have a joint operations room to monitor military moves by the Russians so that they will not infringe upon what Israel considers to be its most vital interest in South Syria.
Israel opposes Syrian President Bashar al-Assad but has sought to avoid being dragged into Syria's civil war. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey has asked the Justice Department to dispute President Trump's allegation that former President Barack Obama ordered a wiretap on telephones at Trump Tower in New York during last year's presidential campaign. Meantime, James Clapper, who was Director of National Intelligence in the Obama administration, spoke on NBC's Meet the Press about Mr. Trump's allegations.
I can't speak officially anymore, but I will say that for the part of the national security apparatus that I oversaw as DNI, there was no such wiretap activity mounted against the president-elect at the time, or as a candidate, or against his campaign.
Also in the news, Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen could be risking a new showdown with Beijing by stepping up military capabilities to protest its holding in the widely contested South China Sea. Meantime, a U.S. supercarrier also steaming through the South China Sea. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.